Chapter 12. On Sunday afternoon, Mr. Fan accompanied Pepper to the house of Ms. Starr's elderly friend, Mrs. Winterbottom. Mrs. Winterbottom had wrinkly white skin and cotton ball hair. She was waiting for them by the gate to her front yard when they arrived.
"I do hope you can get rid of these mice," she said, holding on to Pepper's arm for support as she led the way to the porch. "Come along, Mr. Fan. I'll fix you a cup of tea. I have some crochet magazines you can flip through."
Pepper fought not to laugh. Her dad had insisted on coming with her, but Mrs. Winterbottom seemed harmless.
"Oh, I just walked over for the exercise," Pepper's dad said.
He frowned and rocked on his heels.
"I'll be going now. Pepper, you'll be all right. You can find your way back home."
"I don't know. 3 blocks is a long way."
He grinned.
"See you in a bit, then."
"So, how do you do it?"
Mrs. Winterbottom asked Pepper once Pepper's dad was gone. They were standing on the porch.
"Scare mice? It comes pretty naturally," Pepper answered. "I have a lot to learn about my magic, but this shouldn't be hard."
"Lucky you," said Mrs. Winterbottom. "I found flaring very tough in school. Finally, I realized I'm good at warming things or heating them, but skills like making flames and fireballs will never be easy for me. That's one of the reasons why I became a professional baker."
She smiled.
"Well, that and a sweet tooth."
Mrs. Winterbottom opened the door to her house and ushered Pepper in. The front room was a living room. The sofa was powder blue, as were the curtains. Mrs. Winterbottom had a great many porcelain figurines, all 3 inches high.
"Okay," Pepper thought. "Now, where are the mice?"
She tried to push her magic out in a wave like she had in her lesson with Carrot and Ms. Starr.
"My, my," Mrs. Winterbottom said. "You do have a talent. You don't seem like you're even trying, but look, there they go."
Pepper turned and saw 8 small gray mice scurrying from under a bookshelf. She ran to open the front door, and they streaked out in terror. Back in the living room, Mrs. Winterbottom had climbed onto the sofa to save her feet being run over. 4 more mice were racing for the door. More and more mice scuttled out from behind the piano and from under a powder blue armchair. Even more ran down the sides of the bookshelf. A white mouse with pink eyes took a flying jump from the shelf and landed on a spindly-legged coffee table, rattling the porcelain figurines on top of it.
"Not the girl picking apples. That's a collector's item,"
Mrs. Winterbottom cried. Pepper lunged, steadying the figurine just in time. Mrs. Winterbottom gasped and pointed at a card table at the other end of the room.
"Not the shoeshine boy, not the tiny yodeler."
Pepper righted 1 figurine and then ran to the next. She steadied a goat herder and a little girl with a bird on her shoulder. A jaunty drummer boy almost fell, but she caught him in time. And the mice kept coming. More and more of them streaming down the stairs and out of the kitchen.
"Pepper, help my babies!"
Mrs. Winterbottom cried, her head whipping from one tottering figurine to another. Only when the last mouse made it over the threshold of the door did Mrs. Winterbottom stop squealing. Then she climbed off the sofa gingerly and gave Pepper a pat on the back.
"My dear girl, you are a wonder," Mrs. Winterbottom said. "I'll recommend you to all my friends. Such magic, such powerful magic."
She insisted on paying Pepper $20. The feeling of using her magic to do something helpful was payment enough for Pepper, but she still accepted the money. Pepper left Mrs. Winterbottom's house walking on clouds. She felt so good, in fact, that she didn't go straight home. She went to Zinnia's house instead.
"I got paid for a job I did," she blurted when Zinnia opened the door. "So I can treat for ice cream. Want to come?"
Zinnia looked at her.
"I wasn't sure we were friends anymore after what happened when I came over the other day."
We are, said Pepper decisively. I just had to work some stuff out. It was cool that you apologized to Elliot.
It was so awkward, said Zinnia, rolling her eyes. But I feel a bit better now that I did it.
Zinnia told her mom she was going out. She and Pepper chatted as they walked along together. They didn't see the ice cream truck by the playground, so they walked a couple of extra blocks to the sweet shop in the center of town. Pepper bought a scoop of strawberry ice cream for Zinnia and chocolate for herself. She told Zinnia about Mrs. Winterbottom and the mice.
You could start a business, Zinnia said. A non-harmful pest removal service.
Maybe I could, Pepper considered it.
Money of her own, to spend as she liked.
Money earned by helping people.
It sounded good. As they walked back from the sweet shop, Pepper and Zinnia passed a poster on the wall outside the movie theater. It said that Everyday Cake was playing at the Cider Cup Dance Hall in a couple of weeks.
Do you like Everyday Cake? Asked Zinnia.
I love them. Wouldn't it be great if I could earn enough money for tickets? Pepper thought.
She imagined dancing with Zinnia in the audience while the lead singer, Arabelle, belted out Crazy Daisy Shame.
Pepper, hello, Zinnia was talking. Sorry, I was daydreaming. I said there is no way you love Everyday Cake as much as I do. Have you seen my Everyday Cake backpack? I got it when I threw out my Biscuits Bebop one. And I have the remix and the regular version of Crazy Daisy Shame. Also, I have a poster in my bedroom. It's got Arabelle with pink hair.
Nuh-uh, said Pepper. I love Everyday Cake even more than you, because I listen to them on my headphones every day when I walk to school.
No, I love them more because I named my hamster Arabelle. No, I love them more because I taught my brothers and sisters how to sing Crazy Daisy Shame, and now my class is doing it for the show-off.
Zinnia's eyes went wide.
You are? For the show-off?
Pepper clamped her hands over her mouth.
I'm not supposed to tell anyone.
Don't worry, said Zinnia, licking her ice cream as it dripped down the cone. Your secret is safe. You can trust me.
Pepper really, really hoped that she could.